Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to another episode of the NFL Happy Hour Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. I am a little tired. It's Sunday and I'm having fun. But as we do each and every week, we're going to be breaking down the way too early predictions of our favorite divisions in the National Football League. Today, we're going to be talking about the AFC North, which I believe is probably going to be one of the more competitive divisions in all of football. I am joined by my co-host, Mr. Matthew Fox. How are you today, sir?
Doing pretty good. And, you know, I agree with you. I think the AFC North might be the best division in football.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to look at this division and really think one way or another, because there's certain things that I believe have huge factors in how this division and this conference may unfold. But I'm definitely interested to see how some of these teams kind of react, I guess, to the offseason moves, and when some of these teams have gotten better, some of these teams have gotten, who knows what they've got, because there's one team in particular that always finds a way to win football games and it never makes any sense. But I'm excited to chat with you about this division, because to me, there's a lot of question marks in who I think could finish first, who could finish second, who could finish third, who could finish fourth. I really feel like each one of these teams can really stake a claim at the top spot. But like we do in each and every episode, we're going to rank the divisions 1 through 4. Then we're going to talk about what the record might be. And then we're going to talk about whether or not we're going to bet the over or under. Now, folks, I'm going to let Matthew Fox kick off this with who he thinks is going to finish 4 through 1.
4, I have the Cleveland Browns. 3, Pittsburgh Steelers. 2, Baltimore Ravens. 1, the Cincinnati Bengals. And this is my division every year. Somebody goes from worst to first, and technically the Bengals at 9-8 were worst last year.
They technically were. That is true. We actually are flip-flopped 4-3 and 2-1. I'm so mad because I almost went Bengals at 2 as well, or at 1 as well. I went Steelers, Browns, Bengals, Ravens is how I mustered it up. And I wasn't super confident in that. But I tell you what, I did run it one time and I had the Steelers at 10-7. And I really liked it a lot, because I don't know what it is about the Steelers team. It annoys me sometimes that they win football games, that they shouldn't win football games, but they do somehow. Mike Tomlin is just that good of a coach. I really like the Russell Wilson signing. We can talk about that here in a minute or two, but I think that he's going to be good for that offense. And because, I mean, I really think their other quarterback is trash, but we'll talk about that another day. But that being said, Fox, we'll start with your 4 and my 3 and talk about the Cleveland Browns. What did you have as their wins and losses?
I had them at 9-8. I have every team in this division over 500.
Yeah, I am. I'm right there with you. I am at 9-8 for the Browns as well. I do think the addition of Jerry Jeudy will be helpful to the offense.
Said no one ever.
I knew as soon as I say that you were going to be. I will say this. Can I just make
That's
one?
That's the most hurtful thing you've ever said.
What?
That's the most hurtful thing you've ever said. Jerry Jeudy would make a difference to anyone.
I like Jerry Jeudy. Okay, leave me alone. I'm sorry for liking Jerry Jeudy. To me, and I'll say this, I do think I like the trade just because I do feel like he can slide into this team a little bit better. But I will say this as well, though, the extension signing was absolutely absurd. But the Browns don't know how to manage money at all.
I mean, they're just going. I mean, Jerry Jeudy is the bad boys four of receivers, plenty of potential that just never delivers.
See, this is, I thought we were in a good spot right now. But the thing about it is I really like bad boys four, and I don't appreciate your slander right now.
Well, so you also really like Jerry Jeudy, so you can flip it around to make it work for you.
I don't know how I feel right now. This is really breaking my heart. But let's talk about another team that made some interesting off-season decisions, and that is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Obviously, they signed Russell Wilson for pennies on the dollar because the Broncos are going to be paying him for the rest of his life. And then, of course, they made a trade for what I remember everybody said that they were going to have to trade a first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh round pick for this man. They ended up trading two packs of extra gum form, and that's Justin Fields as the backup quarterback for this football team. Obviously, they lost Deontay Johnson, which is definitely a move, but nobody knows how to deliver wide receivers more than the Pittsburgh Steelers do. So develop receivers better than the Pittsburgh Steelers do, I don't think. But
they've only given themselves one development prospect, and that's Roman Wilson. They're very thin. I still have them at 9-8. Mike Tomlin's never finished below 500. I went into this thinking, well, this is probably the year. But when you look at it now, I'm with you. I think Russell Wilson will probably be ideal for the kind of team that they want to cultivate there in Pittsburgh. They're looking for you not to make a lot of mistakes, to just move the ball, the opportunities that you get. He's still got a decent deep ball, which, you know, helps George Pickens. They didn't surround him with a ton of weapons, but I do like Freiermuth there, and I like their running backs. I think they're going to run a lot, and they're going to try to play defense.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think that that's what this team's going to thrive at, and I think because of that and because of the division they're in, that's the reason why I think they sit where they do. I think with, obviously with both of us at the end of the day, you know what I mean? We do have them in that, and we both have them in that same 9-8 conversation. Let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens next. Where do you have them at?
I had them at 11-6.
So this is where I think that we're slightly different. I had them at 11 or 12 wins. I have them at 12-5. 11-6 sounds sexy too. I'm basically good with either side of this. I don't feel like they had a bad off season. I thought they did lose some key pieces that might hinder them, and none of them were Odell Beckham Jr. I did love the signing of Derrick Henry. I think that that's going to help this team, and I think that's the biggest reason why I think that I thought that they would win the division, just because of that signing. But
I think the question offensively, they are expressing a lot more optimism.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That Rashad Bateman is who people thought he was when he was drafted than I have after watching him for 3 years. And if, you know, but they signed him to an extension. They're saying that they are seeing it. There was that potential when he was drafted. So that, I think a lot is hinging on that now, because Zay Flowers is pretty decent at what he is. They don't have a lot beyond that. So can Bateman step up and can Andrew stay healthy? I with you. I like the Derrick Henry signing.
Yeah, I definitely believe that that's a needle mover. I mean, people forget Derrick Henry was still very good last year. I like Derrick Henry a lot, and I like the addition to this team. Cincinnati Bengals, I had them at 10-7. What about you?
I had them at 12-5.
Whew, you like them Bengals, boy.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think that
you're saying Joe Burrow is not three wins better than Jake Browning.
I'm not saying that. Okay, I understand that they won nine games last year. I still can't believe that they won nine games last year. I forgot they won nine games last year until you said that they won nine games last year at the top of the show. I'm not saying that. I just, the injury worries me still. You know, coming off the injury, I want to see Joey Burrow. I love Joe Burrow. I mean, I've been
flipper hands.
Yeah,
I know there, but have you not? I guess maybe this is where when you anal retentively look at things on Twitter, I've watched his passing reps from camps, and he's tossing some pretty nice deep balls. And even some of the injury people on Twitter have said that he's showing no ill effects. I mean, there's always a concern, but give me Joey B and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins.
Yeah, and I like the signing of Zach Moss too. I think Zach Moss signing was pretty nice to subsidize for Joe Mixon. I like that signing as well. I think this division to me is a toss up between the Ravens and Bengals all day every day. With who do you, Steelers, Browns? Who do you think could surprise out of those teams to win this division?
I mean, it's the Browns because they have the defense. Deshaun Watson has not been what we thought. He's not been what he was with the Texans. And he's not been what we thought he could be. He has arguably the best supporting group that he's had. But, you know, Chubb coming back off of another devastating knee injury, what does his pace of return look like? I feel like they're worried about that, and that's why they hedged adding Deonta Foreman with Jerome Ford. But they have a lot of the pieces in a lot of ways. I feel like they overachieved last year winning 11 games.
Yeah.
Mostly based on that defense, and that could happen again. I think the Bengals will be better. You know, I think the Bengals and the Browns end up switching spots.
Yeah. I think the Browns to me is what's crazy is, The time off really hindered Watson massively. And that to me is really where it comes into play of noticing, because if the Browns got Watson from Houston, like that was a game changer. He was a top 5-7 quarterback in football, you know, when he was at his peak with Houston, maybe not that high. I don't remember off the top of my head, but he was a pretty damn good quarterback. He took that team to the playoffs. But they're not even getting 50% of that. Like, he has looked poor at times. You know what I mean? You know, when Joe Flacco comes in to make your offense look better than you did, then that's where, you know, that I also think that they should have re-signed Joe Flacco too. But that just, to me, that didn't make a whole lot of sense. But now they have like seven quarterbacks there, all former Heisman Trophy winners. So,
well, and that's, you'd and have Pro Bowl, a lot of trust in Jameis Winston or Tyler Huntley.
Pro Bowler Tyler Huntley.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I get why they've pulled those guys in, but I don't know that I would trust either of them to win necessarily in those. Like, Huntley played well and didn't win any games. So
yeah, exactly. All right, let's move on to the portion of the show where we talk about the over and unders. This is definitely very much Vegas driven 100%. It's funny to me, I think, actually. Steelers are sitting at an over under of 8.5. The over is actually plus 140. The under is minus 165, which means there's a lot of people banking on Mike Tomlin to have his first losing record of his career. To me, I'm staying away.
Yeah, staying away.
Browns, same exact number, 8.5, minus 135 on the over, plus 115 on the under. I am staying away.
Yeah, staying away.
The Bengals are at over under, 10.5, minus 140 for the over, under plus 120. I am staying away.
Yeah, because you don't get good odds going above. I mean, I think they'll be above that, but, you know, so for them, 10 to 12 wins is probably the range, which is a nightmare for those.
And then, of course, the Baltimore Ravens is over-under of 10.5 as well. It's minus 135, plus 115, yeah. And I am staying away from
Because I think all these teams are going to be good and potentially over 500, but I don't think any of them is going to blow you away, and I don't think any of them is going to fall in the toilet. And that's, to me, when you're looking at over and unders, that's almost what you have to look for.
Yeah, exactly. There's I don't, you know, could we see a scenario where the Steelers do bottom out? Sure. But do I think it's going to happen? No. So that to me is like, these numbers are so safe and right where they are. They're right at the sweet spot where I'm like, no, thanks. It's a hard pass for me. So.
Yeah, no, you bet, you know, $10,000 on the Steelers over under, and they're at 8-8 coming into the last week. You're making a diamond back there while you're watching the game.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, folks, that is it for the AFC North prediction show. We'll be back with another AFC North prediction show when all the injuries happen over training camp, and then, of course, preseason happens and all those things in between. But I will say this. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will be back with the AFC South. Don't forget to check out the AFC West and East shows that we've already did, and, of course, the NFC episodes that we did last week. We'll talk to you guys soon.
As a veteran, I live with health impacts from my service. VA healthcare means you're in 100% control of your own medical care, your own benefits, and it only takes minutes to set up. A veteran should enroll in VA healthcare because it ensures that they get quality, high-level care for the rest of their lives. My service was then, my benefits are now.
Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov. Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.